USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency says Hawaii's wildfires are like a scene from an apocalyptic movie. Speaking from Maui on CBS's Face the Nation, FEMA Director Deanne Criswell said one of the most shocking scenes was all of the abandoned cars that likely belonged to people who jumped into the water to escape the fire.
It's absolutely heartbreaking to just see an entire community that is no longer there.
At least 93 people are confirmed dead. The top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee says he wants Congress to stay out of the Justice Department's business in the Hunter Biden case.
Republicans demanded this. Chuck Grassley actually wanted Weiss to be the special counsel. Now they're crying foul because they say that Weiss is the wrong guy.
Maryland Representative Jamie Raskin on ABC's This Week criticized GOP leaders who call for a special prosecutor. Washington Democrat Congressman Adam Smith says it's a misunderstanding that some people believe the USA is paying Iran $6 billion for the release of five Americans.
We're not paying the money. It's Iran's money that was sitting in South Korea.
Smith appearing on Fox News Sunday. Five people are dead after a house exploded in a Pittsburgh suburb. The powerful blast destroyed two other homes Saturday and damaged a dozen others. Tragic consequences from an airplane crash in North Carolina. WHKY Hickory radio reporter Rob Eastwood describes the scene.
Two people were killed when a plane crashed into a western North Carolina body of water Sunday morning. The plane went down in Lake Hickory, northwest of the city of Hickory.
The plane took down power lines, which in turn took out electricity for thousands. The heat is on this week for the Pacific Northwest, where forecasters say parts of Oregon will top 100 through Tuesday. This is USA News.
With warmer weather comes the opportunity for outdoor dining, with more people now bringing dogs along to their favorite restaurants and cafes. But is this a good option? I'm Dr. Rena Carlson, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few tips. First, check ahead with the restaurant to make sure they allow pets in outdoor dining areas. Make sure your pet is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Is your dog properly trained to sit or lay at your table despite the commotion around them? The noise and activity can be stressful, so if your pet is excessively barking, panting, or drooling, or can't sit still, these are signs your dog is better off at home. Bring Fido's toys, treats, and water dish, but don't share your meal with your dog. Finally, if you've never taken your dog out to eat, try going at a time of day that you will know will be quieter to see how they react, and be prepared to leave early if needed. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
GOP presidential hopeful Chris Christie believes former President Trump will sign the loyalty pledge to get himself on the debate stage.
He might not also, but I would not be the least bit surprised if he did. This is about Donald Trump keeping the attention on Donald Trump.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, Christie implied the former president might not honor the pledge, even if he does sign it. Trump said he would announce this week if he'll take part in the first GOP debate, scheduled for August 16th in Milwaukee. Speaking of Milwaukee, a Wisconsin veteran is celebrating a major milestone.
David Cuff will be 100 years old tomorrow. More than 70 of his family and friends helped him celebrate yesterday at the VFW Hall near Madison. He joined the Air Force when he was 18 and served for nearly 38 years. Cuff says he didn't expect to live this long, and he shared his secret to a long life, saying, "My advice for anyone who wants to be 100 is just to avoid dying." I'm Corey Myers.
And again, Cuff's 100th birthday is on Monday. The Dallas Mavericks and San Antonio Spurs headline the Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. The class of 2023 honorees include Mavs legend Dirk Nowitzki, Spurs point guard Tony Parker, five-time NBA champion Spurs head coach Greg Popovich, and former Spurs assistant coach Becky Hammon, the first woman to serve as a full-time coach in the NBA. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak. She says her gums are irritated. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.